The Pilsen region in the west of the Czech Republic has the highest rates of colon and kidney cancer in the world. While environmental factors are likely to play a role, the exact cause of the high cancer rate in the region remains a mystery. Yet now, a new research centre funded by the European Union will devote itself to the study of this very worrying phenomenon. Sarah Barufka has more.
Brno's Masaryk University has received funding from the European Union to launch a new research project which will map the connection between environmental pollution and high cancer rates in the Pilsen region. The university will open a new center for research, the Seto Cohen Center, in 2012. One of the experts who will be working there, Professor Ladislav Dušek, explains why the situation in Pilsen is especially significant for research.
You can find in well-known and evidence-based international literature that the Czech Republic, as the whole country or as the whole population, stands at the top position in terms of incidence and mortality of both kidney cancer and colorectal cancer worldwide. And once we checked the inter-regional differences inside our country, we inevitably found that the Pilsen region is most burdened by these two types of cancers.
The project, which was granted an initial budget of over 600 million Czech crowns, will seek to establish and interpret connections between the occurrence of those two types of cancers and environmental pollution.
They are linked to gastrointestinal tract, and when we found the correlation between colorectal cancer and kidney cancer in the same region, it can refer to some type of environmental exposure. These cancers can be related to the toxic effect from the environment, because both colorectal cancer and kidney cancer have some relation to food, to water, drinking water, and so on.
Professor Ivan Holoubek, who will be mapping the environmental situation for the project, says that what is surprising is that there are many regions in the Czech Republic that are far more polluted than the Pilsen area, but have a lower incidence of kidney and colon cancer.
For public, for example, is the most sensitive question. We are relatively in the clean region, which is not dramatically polluted, maybe with the exception of Pilsen as capital of the region, but generally, there are much more polluted regions such as Northern Bohemia, Northern Moravia, Prague, and so on. But there can be some other problems which we until now don't investigate. This is problem, for example, radioactive contamination, some other type of pollutants, and so on, because of course our knowledge is limited.
While some data on pollution and cancer rates has already been gathered in the Czech Republic, there is no database yet that adequately maps the connection between them. The Seto Cohen Center will devote itself to establishing this connection and understanding the negative effect of chemicals on the human immune system.
By my feeling, the most important aspect concerning to environmental pollution is immunotoxicity. It means that these chemicals can affect the immunotoxic system or immunic system of the mankind, and it can be something which these people are more sensitive for some other problems. In this moment, we haven't correct answer. It's impossible to say, okay, this is highly polluted, there is direct evidence of this. This is the reason why we discuss or why we mention this region as one example where we are not quite sure where is the base of this problem.
In the final part of our program today,